Bjorn Baker, he's got everything organised, and he's joining us now as we go through these interviews this morning about TAB Epsom Day. Morning to you, mate.
Morning, guys.
You getting rain at Warwick Farm?
Yeah, a little bit, not too much. It's not too heavy, but a little bit of rain's not a bad thing.
No, I was at the Country and Provincial Awards last night, Bjorn, and the country folk, they're just desperate for it. So we're not complaining that it's raining, but if it's going to clear, that'll be all right. But we're certainly not complaining that we're getting this. You made the decision. Can I start with Sam Adoud? I mean, yeah. You made the decision a bit over a week ago, 10 days ago, that you know you had options and you've decided to go to the Hill Stakes.
Yeah, I thought probably up to the 2,000 seats, there'd be a fair bit of pressure on in the Epsom, just the weight of numbers. So we'll stick to Wait for Age. It's been working as well. And today's field looks probably a drop back from last time.
And you're happy with the way he's training on? He's fourth up now.
He looks great. He couldn't look any better. His work's been really good since. We haven't had to do too much. We've probably lightened his workload a little bit. And he seems fit well and healthy, and he still looks magnificent.
Some may say he's not better at is not as good as 2,000 metres, but there's no evidence of that, the way he won that Canberra Cup.
Yeah, I guess it was a good win that day. I would probably love to see it. The faster the track, the better for him. Mm. But if there's a little bit of cut, I don't think it'll worry him too much.
What do you think of this filly in the first, Miss J Fox? She's got a bit of speed.
She's got a really good attitude. That's what's going to hold her in good stead. A good gait, so we'll try and be somewhat positive. Her trial was good. I thought she had plenty of improvement from that, so she's definitely a lot fitter now. And she's going in fit, healthy and well, and I think she'll handle the big day pretty well. So that gives her a rough chance.
And a couple of good chances in race three. Shock Alert, well, he's off a good, tough win.
Yeah, he hasn't raced for 3 weeks, sort of back to the mile today, and he looks fantastic at the moment. He's in career best form, and he's not out of it. And Eric Angie, well, he was poor last week, no doubt about it. He was caught deep, and we'll definitely ride him a lot colder today and just try and give him the last crack at them.
All right, we're looking forward to seeing them today, but particularly Sam Adoud. We'll get a pattern by the time we get to the hill, if there's any, but it looks pretty even when I walked it, but we'll see what unfolds. Thanks a lot, Bjorn.
Thanks, guys.